Okay, ladies and gentlemen, last week we began a conversation that we will have to continue tonight. Not that we have to, but that we want to continue tonight because we enjoy learning Torah, which is sort of why we're here. And that conversation relates to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah that we just saw. Can you still see the screen?
Yeah, but it's still this part of it's black.
Part of it is
It's like
black.
there's a line that's black. Yeah, that's better.
It's better now.
No, it was better when you moved the black thing up. Okay, that's good.
Okay. I don't know why that is, but we
It's
will.
fine now.
Okay, now it's okay. So basically, what we had was a Gemara on Daf, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about whether mesachechim ben nesarim. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm allowed to use these boards as svach. Rabbi Meir says, I cannot use boards as svach. Then in the Gemara, we had a machlokas between the Amora Rav and the Amora Shmuel about how we can explain this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, Rav is of the opinion that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing fundamentally as to whether there is something called Gezeiras Nesarim. The machlokas is whether there is a gezeira of boards, meaning, am I worried that if you have a wide board, that wide board is going to come across as being a home, and if it comes across as being a house, as being a bais, then it's invalid as a sukkah. So Rabbi Meir says that there is a gezeiras nesarim, and Rabbi Yehuda says there is no gezeiras nesarim. That's basically the Gemara as understood according to Rav. However, Shmuel has a different approach. Shmuel's approach is that everyone agrees that if the board is 4 tefachim wide, so it's going to be a problem. Everyone holds that a board that's 4 tefachim wide is subject to Gezeiras Nesarim. Rashi explained that's the way people make roofs in their times. So if the board is 4 tefachim wide, it's definitely a problem. The only issue or the only dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is if I have a board that is between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. That's the case of Machlokes. Let's say I have a board that's somewhat wide, but not 4 tefachim wide. In that case, if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, it's definitely okay. If it's between 3 and 4, so Rabbi Meir says it's a problem, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. That is basically what we spoke about last week. We also noted that Rav's position seems to be really hard to understand, because what Rav is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda denies Gezeiras Nesarim entirely. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no concern of using a wide board as a sukkah. Zero concern. So that lechora should mean that you can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah if you just have a ceiling that is one board. That's all it is. And that would be a
Everything's put
fulfillment of
black.
sukkah. Is it still black now?
No, but there's still a black line there. It might be
Again,
me.
so basically, I'm not sure. I can try to fix it in a
Okay, it's good
minute.
now.
So basically, what the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, is whether there is this gezeira at all, whether I am worried that a wide board looks like a home. And what would emerge is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can technically have one board, and that would count as the entire sukkah. So let's just pick up from the bottom couple words over here. Tushma, right? The bottom 5 words on this page. Shnei sadinim mitzdarfin, right? If you remember, we had a halacha of sadinim. Sadinim are if I have sheets. So the sheet is mekabel tuma. So the sheet cannot be schach. Let's say I have two sheets that come together. So they are mitztarfin. The two of them together create a situation where it passels the sukkah. Again, there are halachos of passeling the sukkah, how wide it has to be, etc. If it's shnei sadinim, so then it is going to be mitztaref. Shnei sadinim will be a problem. They will combine to be a problem. Let me just see if I can get it better. Can people see me still?
Yes, I can see you.
So shnei sadinim mitztarfin. Shnei nesarim, however, if I have two boards in mitztarfin, right? So two sheets, which are mekabel tuma, do not combine. Excuse me, two sheets do combine. Shnei sadinim mitztarfin, but shnei nesarim, two boards, don't combine. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Meir Omer, af nesarim kisadinim. Rabbi Meir says that even the boards combine. So let's just review what we have very quickly. According to Rabbi Yehuda, boards do not combine. Rabbi Meir says that nesarim kisadinim, and that means that boards have the same status as the cloth, as the sheet, which I hang underneath the schach, and that also does combine. So now the Gemara analyzes this source. Bishlam l'shmuel d'amar b'she'in b'hen arba machlokes. Ava yesh ben arba divrei kol psula.
Where are we?
The second line from the top going on. Bishlam l'shmuel d'amar b'she'in b'hen arba machlokes. Ava yesh b'hen arba divrei kol psula. My mitzdafin, mitzdafin la'arba. You see, Shmuel says that the dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case where the board is not four tefachim wide. If the board would be four tefachim wide, yesh ben arba, so divrei hakol psula, everybody would say it's not kosher. So if that's the case, my mitztarfin, mitztarfin la'arba. The word mitztarfin makes sense. You see, what does the word mitztarfin mean? Mitztarfin means that it combines, right? That's what mitztarfin means. Mitztarfin means it combines the two different, that two things, which each of them on their own would not be a problem, they combine together to be a problem. So according to Shmuel, everybody holds that if it is four tefachim wide, it's a problem. If everybody holds that it's a problem when it is four tefachim wide, so I understand this conversation as to whether the boards are mitztaref or not mitztaref. Meaning, do they combine for the requisite measurement of four tefachim, which would invalidate the sukkah? Got it. Amazing. That's grand. So according to Shmuel, it's wonderful. Ella l'Rav, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top. But according to Rav, the Amar b'shi yesh behen arba machlokes, ava ein behen arba divrei hakol k'sheira, hechadami. According to Rav, everybody holds that if it's less than four tefachim, if the board is, let's say, three tefachim, everybody on the planet holds it's kosher. The machlokes is when it is four tefachim or more. So if, according to Rav, that the machlokes is when it's more than four tefachim, but if it's less than four tefachim, it's for sure kosher. So hechidami, what's the case? Id ispuhu arba lamelahu l'itzderufe. If it's four tefachim wide, you don't need siruf. Siruf means that you combine two things. if each board on its own is 4 fucking wide, I don't need C-roof at all. You don't have to combine it. It's puzzle on its own. Either less behu arba, and if it doesn't have 4 tefachim, am I? So why would it be a problem if it combines b'hakonim ba'alma ninhu? It's just little twigs. See, everybody holds that twigs are kosher for skach. Nachon? Does anyone disagree with that? Good, right? No one disagrees. Twigs are kosher for skach. If that's the case, that everyone holds that twigs are kosher for skach. Can people still hear me, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. If everybody holds that twigs are kosher for skach, so if there's no four tefachim, why would it be a problem? I just want to stop the screen for 1 second. Okay. Good. We're going to start the screen sharing again in a minute. I just wanted to... I was having a question about whether something was working. It seems to be working. So let's just go back. According to... according to Rav, the Gemara asks, I don't understand what's going on here. If it is less than four tefachim wide, if each board on its own is less than four tefachim, that means that each board is basically like a twig. Halachically, you're allowed to have a bunch of twigs, so it should for sure be kosher. And if it's already four tefachim wide, so why would it possibly... why would I need C-roof? Why do you need to combine the things to make it puzzle? L'cha'or, if it's already 4 tefachim wide, it's puzzle on its own. So the Gemara's question is, according to Rav, why do you need C-roof? I understand, according to Shmuel, I need C-roof because Shmuel says that everyone holds when it's more than 4 tefachim wide. It's a problem, so that C-roof makes it more than 4 tefachim wide. But according to Rav, that... if it's more than 4 tefachim wide, it's a problem. Less than 4 tefachim wide, it's grand. So the concept of C-roof doesn't make any sense. Why do you have to combine the things at all? So the Gemara answers, La'olam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like 9 lines from the top. Let's do this again. 1, 2... it's 9 lines from the top. The word la'olam is 2 words before the end of the line. The Gemara answers, la'olam de'isbehu arba, umay mitztarfin, mitztarfin la'arba amos min hatzad. Really, the board is 4 tefachim wide. Now, if the board is 4 tefachim wide, so you're saying it's puzzle anyway. So to that, the Gemara answers, well, the halacha of tziruf is still necessary in a case when the puzzle board is right next to the wall. If the puzzle board is right next to the wall, so ordinarily I have what's called dolphin akuma, right? Ordinarily I have, if the puzzle board is right next to the wall, ordinarily I have this halacha of a crooked wall. But in this case, I can't have a halacha of a crooked wall because I can, blah, 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 I'm going backwards. I can only, a crooked wall is kosher unless it's 4 amos wide. The concept of tziruf over here makes it that the boards which are less than 4 amos wide combine together to become 4 amos. Right? What the Gemara was asking is, according to Rav, I don't understand. If it's 4 tefachim wide, it's a problem. Less than 4 tefachim wide is definitely grand. So why do you need C-roof? Why do you need to combine it? So the Gemara answers, oh, I'll tell you why you need to combine it. Because in a case where I have, in a case when I have, what's it called? When I have boards of 4 tefachim wide, but they are right next to that wall, they're right next to the side of the sukkah, so in that case, it could be kosher based on the rule of Dofen Akuma. Could be kosher based on the rule of crooked walls. So what we are saying is, you know what? The rule of crooked walls is that it's going to be kosher unless it is 4 amos wide. The halacha of Tziruf tells me that a bunch of these little boards together do not create a halacha of 4 tfachim wide. That's basically what the Gemara is saying.
Now, okay. Are we talking about for a skach, or are we talking about for the actual walls of the sukkah?
Again, we're talking about the skach that's next to the wall of the sukkah, right? But the skach is a wide board. A wide board of 4 tfachim is puzzle.
Okay.
However,
I got,
when
I got
that wide board of 4 tfachim is right next to the is right next to the wall, so in that situation, what I have is what's called Dolphin Akuma. I have a crooked wall, and I say that that little bit of puzzle schach is really wall. So 4 tfachim schach should be a problem. But now that's right next to the wall, it's okay. The concept of tziruf makes it that these little 4 tfachim wall things, these are 4 tfachim boards, excuse me, which according to Shmuel, everybody holds it's no good. But when it's next to the wall, it's going to be good based on the rule of Dolphin Akuma. Dolphin Akuma is going to be kosher, but when it's 4 amos wide, when it's 7¾ feet wide, then it's a problem. So what we're saying is, does it combine for to create 4 amos? That's also the basic issue in the Gemara.
Does that also apply to, you know, the big pieces like wood that they use to hold up this, it holds the skach up? You can put up those laws apply to that also?
Again, Dofen Akuma tells me that anything that's next to the wall of the sukkah, even if it's pasul, it could be kosher because it's a crooked wall. A wall doesn't have to be straight. It could be a crooked wall. So if I have pasul schach right next to the wall, right over
but this
here.
Is, but this is not schach. What I'm saying is that my father puts up a big thick thing of wood, so it makes it easier for the skach to stay up.
I'm not 100% sure I understand the case that you are.
All right, so forget it.
I mean, if you want, you could email me after or something.
All right.
I'm not sure I understand.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But let's take a step back in the Gemara. Remember, the Gemara basically tells me that according to Rav, everyone holds that less than 4 tfachim is kosher. A board less than 4 tfachim is definitely kosher. There's a dispute as to whether a board more than 4 tfachim is kosher or not. According to Shmuel, everybody holds that if it's more than 4 tfachim, it's a problem. Right? Now, the Gemara at the top of the page said, if you look at the second line from the top, according to Shmuel, I understand what the concept of mitzdarfin is. According to Shmuel, right, the dispute is when there's no 4 tfachim, when the board is not 4 tfachim wide. But if it is 4 tfachim, everybody holds its puzzle. So the concept of mitzdarfin means, is it mitzdarif to create 4 tfachim? Right? That's what the Gemara says. But according to Rav, who says that the dispute is when it is 4 tfachim wide, so what does tziruf mean? So tziruf means whether it becomes 4 amos wide to be a problem of dofen akuma. That's what the Gemara says. Now that would be interesting, no? Because what that would, and this is a point that the Maharam of Lublin makes in the Gemara, what should emerge from this is as follows. What should emerge is that there are really two points of dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Where I said it wrong. There are two points of dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go slowly. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah tells me that there is something called Gezeiras Tikra, which means Schach, that is four tfachim wide, is a problem. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. That's one point of dispute. Then there's another point of dispute also that the Gemara had on the top of Yudalot Amid Beis, and that is whether there is a concept of tziruf. Does it combine? Now, Shmuel explains that the concept of tziruf is relevant, that does it combine for four amos? Meaning, even if you hold that four tfachim is going to be kosher, does it combine to become four amos of dofin akuma? Right? Again, Shmuel holds if it's four tfachim, for sure it's a problem. So what are you combining for? You're combining to make dofin akuma, which is kosher until four amos. Now that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will not combine to make dofin akuma. So that's going to be an interesting thing. Let me go like this. Can everyone see the blank screen?
Yes. At least I can.
Okay, so here's my let's clear this. Okay, here is my wall, my sukkah wall. And then I want to use Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma tells me that the schach, right, which is puzzle schach, becomes crooked wall. Right, that's the loch of Dofen Akuma. So this schach over here is puzzle schach, and it becomes crooked wall. It's going to be kosher based on being crooked wall. Rabbi Meir says it's mitztarev. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, if I have this one is four tefach, and this one is four tefach, they combine, and if the sum total is four amos, then it's going to be a problem. Right? That's Rabbi Meir. If it's four amos, it's a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not mitztarev. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I have four tefach, and then four tefach, and then a tiny break, and then four tefach, and then a tiny break. So each board of four tefach on its own would be a problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no? Shmuel says that everybody agrees that a board that is four tefach is a problem. But because one of these boards is next to the wall, so then I use Dofen Akuma, it becomes a crooked wall, and Shmuel holds it's not mitztarev, which would create this amazing situation of if I'd have a board in middle of the sukkah that's four tefachim, that would be puzzle. But now that I have a teeny board at the end, and then I have a question, does this board combine with that board, so in that situation, Shmuel would say it's kosher, and that is really hard to believe. That is really very, very hard to believe. So the question that the Maharam of Lublin asks is just that our Gemara becomes almost absurd. Think about it. Shmuel would say that according to the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, if you have four tefachim as a board, it's puzzle. Gezeiras Tikra. When it's next to the wall, so I say Dofen Akuma, grand, okay? Crooked wall. But then in mitzdarfin, right? That means that crooked wall over here doesn't combine with the next little bit of slach, right? Each little bit could be more than four tefachim, but it's going to end up being kosher because it doesn't combine. And even though if I'd only have one piece of board in the middle of the wall, it would be a problem. Now that I have a bunch of pieces of wood, it is not a problem. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is really hard to understand. But I have to do, when I went to Azrieli, they said that you're supposed to do something called check for understanding, because you never can assume that the people listening to your shiur understand what the heck you're talking about. So I'm going to do the check for understanding the worst possible way. Does everyone understand? Okay.
Elon? So what about if they have, like, according to the opinion where you have three different boards, does it make it kosher according to, well, there is Shmuel and who else? Like,
so again, Shmuel says that if the board is four tefachim wide, it's a problem according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to everyone, it's a problem. That's what Shmuel says. But if that four tefach wide board is next to the wall, it can be kosher based on the rules of Dofen Akuma. And,
right,
based on the rules of crooked wall. And little pieces of wood, according to Rabbi Meir, combine to create a Dofen Akuma. Okay. So the little pieces of wood combine, and even though the one piece right next to the wall would be kosher based on crooked wall, if I have another little one, they all combine together, and then it becomes a problem of Dofen Akuma. That's what emerges in the Gemara.
Okay.
But if the small pieces are kosher slach, what's the rationale for having them combined to become Dofen Akuma? Why aren't they just kosher slach?
But again, according to Shmuel, it's not kosher schach, because once it's four tefachim wide, it's gezeiras tikra. But
okay,
when it's next to the wall, it's kosher based on Dofen Akuma.
Okay, but then the next piece is not mitzarek, so that's non-kosher schach. Why should that be kosher?
So the next one is not mitzarek. So he's saying if it's not mitzarek, again, let's do this again. The next one is not mitzdarif. Rabbi Meir says that it is mitzdarif. Right? So according to Rabbi Meir, I understand that they combine together, and now I could have a problem of four tefachim, or excuse me, of four amos of Dofen Akuma. That's the problem.
Right.
But Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't combine.
Right. So according to the Shita that it combines, I understand. So as long as they all combine to less than four amos, you have a Dofen Akuma situation, and you're still kosher.
Right.
According to the Shita that they're not mitzaris, then the first piece that's four tefachim wide is now the first piece next to the wall. That's Dofen Akuma. Fine. The next piece over is now pasul klaf.
So that would make sense. That the next piece over would be Pasul Schach, and that, however, even though that's what would make sense, and actually that's the way some Achronim learn, the Maharam of Lublin has his funny idea, and this is actually the point I'm trying to bring out. The Maharam of Lublin suggests that once we say that it does not combine, that means it does not combine to become four amos of Dofen Akuma, but it does combine to connect to the original wall, and therefore it's like a kosher Dofen Akuma. It's not combining to be Dofen Akuma of four amos, but it is going to be kosher based on the, it's going to be kosher because the little pieces of wood are connected to that wall on the side.
So it's not the core, but it doesn't combine to make the four amos.
Yes.
According to Maran.
Right. And that's really the challenge. That's why it's so hard to understand this. But I'm just reporting on what I see. I'm just reporting on what the Maharam says. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, should we go on or are we confused enough? I'm getting silence.
Pat, just how do we fix the problem that the Maharam is saying?
So I don't know if I could fix it. I think that I'm stuck. The Maharam of Lublin, again, he's coming up with a very creative approach, but I don't know how to fix it. That's exactly what I'm trying to suggest.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. Lishna Achrina. Yeah, I'm just scrolling up. You see it's like towards the top of the page? Lishna Achrina. Yeah, Lishna Achrina. Bishlam Lishmua Da'ama Bisha'in Ben Arba Machlokes Aba Yesh Ben Arba Divrei HaKol Psula My Mitzdafrim La'Arba Amos Min Hatzad. According to Shmuel, who says that if there are four tzfachim on these boards, it's definitely non-kosher. So I understand mitztarfin. Mitztarfin means it becomes four amos. And four amos would be non-kosher in the Dofen Akuma world. Ela l'rab, bishlom l'rabi meyer, my mitztarfin mitztarfin l'arba amos matzad. Ela l'rabi Yehuda, d'am api yesh ben arba k'shera, my ein mitztarfin, kanim ba'alma ninhu. You can ask, but according to Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's kosher even if it's four tefachim wide. So what are you telling me in mitzdarfin? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it doesn't combine? But it's kanim ba'alma ninu. It's just plain boards. So why are we talking about mitzdarfin? In mitzdarfin, it's going to be kosher, just plain boards. So my answer is, I did gamre meyer mitzdarfin, I'm Rabbi Yehuda in mitzdarfin. Basically, the Gemara says that it doesn't mean anything. The term mitzdarfin, the aim mitzdarfin, really has no meaning. Okay, let's go on. Tanya kavasi de Rav, Tanya kavasi de Shmuel. People have a place. It's like I'm trying to keep the line that I'm showing close to the top of the page. There's one braisa like Rav. There's another braisa like Shmuel. Tanya kavasi de Rav. Schachach ben Nesam shel Erez, Shem ben Arba, Divrei HaKol Kshera. That's exactly like Rav. If it does not have four tefachim, so everybody holds it's kosher. Yesh ben arba is a machlokes. Rabbi Meir says it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda says it is good. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells a story. Right? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds that, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, holds that if the board is more than four tefachim wide, it is still going to be kosher. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you a story. Maisa b'shasa sakana. Once upon a time, there was a sakana. When I was reading the Gemara, I thought sakana sounds a little bit like the Chanukah story, no? The goyim are saying you can't do mitzvos. I know that by Chanukah, the mitzvos they said we couldn't do is like Rosh Chodesh, Amila. But at some point in Jewish history, I guess, they said that we can't do sukkah. So once upon a time, Maisa b'shasa sakana. Once upon a time, it's a dangerous time. She'evi'u nisarim shahayu bahen arba, v'sichachnu agabe mirpeset, v'yashavnu tachtehen. Once upon a time, it's a sakana, and we bring boards, and we sit, the boards were four tefachim wide, and we sat on the mirpeset, we sat under those boards, and it was grand. So says Rabbi Yehuda, that's my proof! We sat in a sukkah that had boards of four tefachim. So you see that a board of four tefachim is gevaldik. So Amrulo, so come and say to him, Misham Raya, you have any proof from there? Ein shas hasakana raya. You can't prove anything from dangerous times. Can't prove anything from dangerous times. That's what the Gemara says. Now,
why not?
Why not? So apparently you see from this Gemara that during times of danger, we allow people to do mitzvos with items that are approximations of the real halacha, but not genuinely in fulfillment of the real halacha. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, is very risky. Not only that, but the Ritva comments that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, oh, we sat underneath the schach. And the Chachamim say, you can't prove anything from that because it was Shasa Sakona, because it was a dangerous time. So you can't prove anything from dangerous times. Well, obviously they made a bracha, because if they didn't make a bracha, so Rabbi Yehuda would know that it's different because it's a dangerous time, and that's why they're not making a bracha. Nachon? So you see, says the Ritva, that you can even make a bracha on something that's puzzle during dangerous times. And he quotes, and this is the practice, he says, that during times of danger, when they can't get a lulav, an esrog, or whatever it was, so they would make a bracha on something that is otherwise puzzle. They would take a puzzle lulav, and they'd make a bracha on it. This psak is quoted in the Ramban Hilchos Lulav, that in times of danger, you can make a bracha on something that is puzzle. Now, what does that mean? How far did I go with this? Would I say that in times of danger, I can make a bracha, let's say, on a peach or a lemon instead of an esrig? How far did I go with this? So the Ritva does not really comment, but I am under the impression, again, and this is just Schwartz talking, so if you don't like it, that's fine. I won't take it too personally. But what the my impression is that this halacha is different than most. Let's go back. Over here, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Gezeiras Tikra. Gezeiras Tikra is a wide board which I should not use as schach, correct?
Right.
The wide board should not. Now, the item itself, the chepza, the material, is kosher material for schach. But there is a gezeira that maybe if you'll use it, we will say that you could even use roofing schach. It could be that we only allow a person to use an otherwise invalid item when it's dangerous, if the item is a gezeira, if the item is a problem because it's just a decree, it's just a chash, it's just a concern for something else. But if it's more than a gezeira, so then I don't think we would permit it. I'm under the impression, again, I don't have much evidence for this, and as we'll read the Gemara on in a few minutes, we might have a tiny question on this idea, but I'm under the impression that what this Gemara means is I cannot permit anything because it's Shas HaGezeira. I should say it better. I cannot permit everything because it's Shas HaGezeira. Only this type of psul, which is Shas HaSakona, does not permit everything. It only permits this type of psul, which itself is a Gezeira. That is my understanding of this issue. Does that resonate with people? Therefore, I would say even in the case of lulav, you can't permit every type of puzzle lulav, only the type of puzzle lulav which there's what to talk about. But something that's not even the min of a lulav at all, if something is a peach or a lemon or whatever, that could not be permitted. Sounds good, Chevra?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate when someone comments. Okay, I just want to go on in the Gemara a teeny bit. Megumai says, Misham Raya in Shasa Sakona Raya. So that's the Braisa, that's like Rav. The Braisa, like Rav, basically says that the dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is when the boards are more than four tefachim wide. Tanya Kabbalah says Shmuel. Then they have a Braisa that's like Shmuel. Tzachacha ben Nisarim shal Erez. If you do, you make schach with cedar on boards. Shiyahesh ben Arba. And there are four tefachim wide. Divrei Hakol Psula. That's explicit like Shmuel. Everybody holds its puzzle because it's four tefachim wide. Ein behen Arba. But let's say it's not four tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. If it's not four tefachim wide, then there's a machloikes remain Rabbi Yehuda. Umod Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says that it is puzzle, agrees that it can be kosher in the following case. Im yesh bein neser l'neser kimlo neser shemeniach pesel beinehem ukshera. If you have space between each, between the boards, that you can put what's it called there, and it becomes kosher. You can put kosher schach between them, becomes kosher. If I could stop my screen sharing, I would be able to share a different screen to basically draw a picture and show what this means. Let's try this again. Basically, what the Gemara says is Azoi. Let's say I have a board which is four tefachim. I have a board that is four tefachim wide. So that board, which is four tefachim wide, is going to be that board, which is four tefachim wide, is going to be a problem. Right? It's puzzle. The board is four tefachim wide. It's going to be puzzle. Okay, great. However, let's say I have bein neser l'neser kimin neser. Meaning, let's clear this. And let's say I have, here's a board of four tefachim. And then I have another board of four tefachim. And I have kosher schach between each of these boards of four tefachim. Right? Everyone can see my beautiful artwork?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Right? So I have kosher schach between each board. So in that case, and the Gemara will have to elaborate on this later on, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Even though when I have a board which is four tefachim wide, we have the gezeiras tikra, and it's non-kosher. However, if you have equal amount of kosher schach between each board, in that situation, we are going to say it is kosher. That's what the Gemara develops. So far, so good, Chevra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate all of you who express things, because this way I know. Okay, now let me just get back to the Gemara. One second. Okay. Now, let's just continue. Where is that? Okay. So, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, here we'll pick up, I'll make Tanya at the top of the page. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, Sachacha bin Nisarim shal Erez, if you use boards of cedar, and they're four tefachim, it's puzzle. Not for its fachim is machlokas. Reb Meir says it's pasur. Yehuda says it's kosher. Umod Reb Meir shem yesh bein neser lo nesek him lo neser shem iniach pesel beinehem. If you have space between the boards, you could put pesel between them. Pesel is fancy Gemara speak for kosher schach. Pesel means psol eskorin v'yakev. It's kosher schach. I put kosher schach between them and it's kosher. Umod Reb Yehuda shem nasan aleha neser shirachav arba tfachim sheira. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have that board of four tefachim, which is right next to the wall, if it's right next to the wall, so then it does not invalidate the sukkah. It is what we call a dofen akuma. It's a crooked wall, but you cannot sleep underneath that area because it's like sleeping underneath a wall and you're not Yotzei. Okay, grand. I saw actually Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach raised the question that the Gemara seems to be a teeny bit redundant, right? The Gemara says, if you have the board that's for its fachim, it's kosher, but you don't sleep under it. Okay, so I don't sleep under it, grand. And if I sleep under it, I don't get the mitzvah. Right? Isn't that redundant? If I say you don't sleep under it, that means if you sleep under it, you don't get the mitzvah. Why do you need to repeat it? Don't sleep under it. If you sleep under it, you don't get the mitzvah. It really seems to be repetitive. That's a comment that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes. Okay, I want to do the next Gemara.
Does that mean that they're telling us from all we're learning that the sukkah has to be small?
I don't understand why you're saying
that. Because you're saying that if it's four tefachim wide, it's not kosher.
If it's less than four tefachim, then it is kosher. If that one schach board is four tefachim wide, it's not kosher. Uh-huh. But if that one schach board, the sukkah could be as large as my whole apartment. If that one schach board is four tefachim wide, it's not kosher. If it's right next to the wall, it can still be kosher based on the rule of dofen akuma, of crooked wall, but you're not allowed to sleep under it.
Okay.
Okay, now, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Have any of you ever gone to a lumber shop?
Yes.
Okay, that's one answer. The assumption is people know that if you have a board that's four tefachim wide, the board might not be four tefachim wide. It might not be four tefachim high, right? A board that's four tefachim wide this way might not be four tefachim high. In all likelihood, the board is not going to be four tefachim high, right? In all likelihood, like a 2x4, right? So 2x4 is basically, how does it work? It's 2x4, right? So it is two high and four wide. Is that correct? How do 2x4s work? I just know there's an expression called the 2x4. I'm a big expert on lumber, as you can tell. But
Yeah, 2 inches thick and 4 inches wide.
2 inches thick and 4 inches wide. Perfect. Okay, so now this will help us in the Gemara. 2 inches thick and 4 inches wide. So if I have something that is four tefachim wide, let's say it's four tefachim wide, but it's 2 inches thick, okay? It's the halachic 2x4. Sounds good? So the Gemara has Itmar. It's like four lines from the top of the part of the screen that's sharing. Itmar. We learned. Hafchan al tzidehen. Let's say you put the board on its side. So it's four tefachim wide, but you position it on top of the sukkah so that the thickness is what is providing the schach. What's providing the shade. Sounds good? Hafchan al tzidein, you put it on the side. Rav Huna says it's pasul. Rav Chista and Rabba by Rav Huna say it's kosher. It's interesting that Rabba by Rav Huna, his son, has no difficulty disagreeing with dad. Right? Daddy says it's not kosher, and Rav Chista and Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, say it is kosher. Ikla Rav Nachman la Surah. So once upon a time, Rav Nachman goes to visit Surah, Olegabe Rav Chisda Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda Rabba Bar Rav Huna trying to buttress their position. So the Heiliger Rav Nachman is in town. So they go to visit Rav Nachman, Amrile, and they say to him, Hufkan al Sidehen Mai. They ask him a question. What happens if you put it on the side? Amar Lahu, so Rav Nachman says, Sula. It's puzzle. He agrees with Rav Huna. He disagrees with them. And he says the reason is Na'asu Kishpudin Shomateches. It is like metal poles. Meaning to say, what Rav Nachman is telling me is that the board, which is four tefachim wide, is posel eschach. And just like a metal beam or a metal rod is posel eschach, and it doesn't matter how you position it, this board, which is four tefachim wide, is posel eschach, and it doesn't matter how you position it. Na'asu kishbudin shamateches. It becomes like metal rods. Then the Gemara continues, a funny Gemara. Amar lehu Rav Huna, lo amri lehu? So Rav Huna hears about this. So he turns to Rav Chisda and Rabba bar Rav Huna. He says, didn't I tell you that? Right? In other words, they think it's kosher originally. They go to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, no, it's pasul, like Rav Huna said. So Rav Huna hears about that. Rav Huna speaks to Rabba by Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. He says, didn't I tell you that? Right? Amlohu Rav Huna, lo amri lechu. So, amri kavosi? Right? Rav Huna says, didn't I tell you that you should say like me? Lo amri lechu, amri kavosi? Didn't I tell you that you should say like me? Amrule. So Rabba bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda say to Rav Huna, umi amarlon taima velo kablinan mine? They said, basically, you didn't tell us a reason. Rav Nachman told me a reason. Rav Nachman said that when it's four tefachim wide, it's like shpudin shamateches. It's like a metal rod. You, Rav Huna, you didn't tell me a reason. That's why we didn't accept it from you. So amar lahu, umi be'itu minay taima? So Rav Huna says, did you ask me a reason? I always thought this is like such a passive-aggressive type of Gemara, no? He says, oh, well, we didn't hear a reason from you, Rav Huna. That's why we didn't agree. Now that Rav Nachman told us a reason, okay, we acknowledge that it's right. So Rav Huna says, yeah, of course I didn't tell you a reason. You never asked for a reason. The Gemara then comments, Lim Masayei Ale. Let's bring proof. Let's say the sukkah is very small. It can't hold the person and his table. Or there is a opening at the bottom of the sukkah that a kid in the sense of a tiny goat, can run through, can run through with its head up. There's a halacha that any mechitza, any wall in halacha has to be attached to the ground, or it has to be within three tefachim of the ground. If you have a wall, if you have a mechitza that is mechitza tluya, it's just hanging, that's not a kosher mechitza. It has to be attached to the ground. The definition of attached to the ground means within three tefachim of the ground. If it's something that she is darka bagadi, if it's more than three tefachim above the ground and that little kid could run through it, so then it's going to be problematic. Or shenosan aleha neser shurachav arba tefachim. If you have a board that's four tefachim wide, af al pishlo hichnis latocha ela shlosha tefachim psula. The Gemara says if I have a board that's four tefachim wide, even though only three tefachim are in the sukkah, it still is possible. Okay, the board is four wide, but only three are in the sukkah, it still is possible. Hey, Chadami, what's the case? Lav kegon shahafchan al tzidehen? Isn't the case like what we're discussing, that you have something that's four tefachim wide, but you put it on the sukkah thick side down, or the equivalent. You put on the sukkah, that only three tefachim are on top of the sukkah. And we still see it's a problem. So this is a proof to Rav Huna's idea that was endorsed by Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Rav Chisda subsequently agreed with, the idea that it can be, the idea that it becomes, it's Nasa Keshpudin Shamateches, that the board, which is four tefachim wide, becomes Hustle as chach, it becomes a real problem, and even if it's positioned differently, it's a problem. So we have this braisa that says so explicitly. So he says, no, there's no proof. Lo, hacha b'maya skinon, the case is not like that. The case is talking about kagon de ancha apuma de metalta, de ayot losa legav, the apikhad lebar. We're putting it by the door of the sukkah, that three are in the outside and one goes outside. To have like peso hayotze min asuka, v'chol peso hayotze min asuka, nidon kesuka. The Gemara says that you misunderstood the case. There's no proof, because the case is as follows. The case is that you have, a sukkah, and the sukkah is, yeah, let's go like this. But the case is I have my sukkah. I'm going to do a screen share and draw a picture in order to make this a little bit more clear. Let's clear off my beautiful artwork from last time. Here. So here's my sukkah, ladies and gentlemen. How come I keep on getting that? Here's my sukkah. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful sukkah, correct?
Okay.
Now, I have on the edge of the sukkah, by the door of the sukkah, I have a board. And three tefachim of the board, here, let's go like this. Yeah. We'll do this again. Here's my sukkah. Okay? The sukkah ends over here. I have three tefachim of board on the edge of the sukkah, and there's one tefach of board that protrudes from the sukkah. So this is all the same board, right? But three tefachim is on top of the sukkah, and one tefach protrudes beyond the walls of the sukkah. This board is beyond the walls of the sukkah. So the Gemara says, here, the Gemara basically says that this is called Pesel Hayotze Min HaSukkah. This is the sukkah extension. We have a halacha, we encountered this already on Daf Dalet and elsewhere, that sukkah extension is kosher. Meaning, let's say this would be regular schach, and I sit right underneath here, right? Let's say I sit right if I sit in this area, that's me, right? I'm sitting in this extension of the sukkah. I would fulfill the mitzvah if it's kosher schach. But in this case, that the sum total is 4, because 3 plus 1 equals 4, and 4 makes it pasul schach. So if I sit outside the sukkah, that's when it's going to be pasul. So effectively what the Gemara is saying is, at first we think that we have this case of, the sukkah of proof that when I have the wall, when I have that board, and the board is positioned with the thick side down, I think that's the official way of saying it, even though, I mean, there has to be a better way of saying it. The board is positioned that it's for its tefachim, but positioned this way. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, it's puzzle. And the halacha follows Rav Huna that it's puzzle. At first, we think we have a proof to it, that this case is puzzle. The Gemara says, no. Really, the case is that I have one tefach protruding beyond the sukkah, and you want to sin that space beyond the sukkah. But since the entire board is for tefachim, that's why you are not yotze, because we can't say peso hayotze min sukkah makes it kosher, because in this case, it is going to be in total a 4 tefach board, which is a problem. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So basically, the Gemara's conclusion is that if I take a 4 tefach board and I position it, for lack of a better term, fixed side down, it's puzzled. Now, this would seem to indicate that everything we said until now is wrong. Because until now, we developed this idea that we mentioned that maybe you can't say that during sakana anything goes. The only reason why this goes b'shas ha-sakana is because it's not a real psal. The halacha of the board of four tefachim is not fundamentally pasul, it's just a gezeira. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Because the Gemara said, Naase kishpudin shamateches. Right? When the Gemara says that the board, which is positioned fixed side down, is a problem, the way the Gemara says it's a problem is because it becomes like a metal pole. A metal pole isn't a gezeira. A metal pole is invalid because it's puzzle, because it's invalid. So I saw this question, and I saw attempts to answer this question, but I didn't understand them. I used the Sefer. He's almost done, by the way. He only makes it through Daf Tesvav. The Mir Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Yabarach Finkel, and his Shiurim. So he's bothered by this Kasha, but he says something which I don't understand. Stand as the answer. Maybe if any of you have the answer, Bavakasha, please tell me. I am bothered by this question. Okay. Kayla, you have a suggestion?
I wish I did.
Okay, me too. Because then it would help me and that would be Lahakto Tarla Hadira. Then we would have an answer to this Kasha. This Kasha really bothers me, but unfortunately, I am not so religious, which means I'm probably not going to lose sleep over this tonight. Okay, Chevra, thank you for coming to listen. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next week, same time, even though it's Chanukah, is it okay next week to have Shir, same time? Are we allowed to learn Torah on Chanukah? We have permission?
I should certainly have.
I mean, they try to... Lahashgicham Torah Secha, right? They try to make us not learn Torah, so therefore we get them back, right? We just eat donuts and play dreidel, right? That's.
They tried to kill us, we fought back and won, let's eat.
100%. So, I mean, maybe everyone should bring a donut to the shir next week and we could all eat donuts while we're learning together. And because it's not Sukkot, you are able to eat donuts outside the Sukkah. Sukkot and Chanukah, by the way, are very similar Yamam Tovim, no?
So,
they're both 8 days of Yom Tov.
Mm-hmm.
Sukkot and Chanukah, Beis Shammai's position that we light, you start 8 and you go down. It's connected Purim Shel Chag. No? One of the reasons in the Gemara is like, you start off on the Yom Tov with 14 bowls, then 13, then 12, etc. He learns that from the Yom Tov of Sukkot. There are many similarities between the Yom Tov of Sukkot and Chanukah, which is a reason why on Chanukah, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next week, we should learn Sukkah. Okay, Chevra, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, good night. Thank you for coming, Chevra. Good to see all of you.